AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The suspect in the deadly crash into a Christmas parade in Wisconsin appeared in court today, where it was announced an 8-year-old boy had died, becoming the 6th victim. District Attorney Susan Opper.
I wish to notify the court, sadly, that today we learned of another death of a child related to this case. We do expect a 6th count for first-degree intentional homicide to be issued.
The child's family on a GoFundMe page said Jackson Sparks had been marching with his baseball team Sunday. His brother was also injured but expected to survive. A criminal complaint says Daryl Brooks appeared to be intentionally driving into people and that 62 were injured. Many are still in critical condition. A Virginia jury's awarded damages to people who were hurt in the 2017 white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. 17 white nationalist leaders are ordered to pay millions in damages. A Kansas City man jailed for more than 40 years for 3 murders is free today. A judge determined Kevin Strickland had been wrongly convicted. Strickland, now 62, says he's not necessarily angry, and he wants to make sure no one else suffers the same fate. The Thanksgiving crush is arriving. 53 million Americans expected to travel, similar to the numbers before the pandemic.
Some cold weather regions are reporting surges of COVID-19 cases. Nearly 200 million Americans are fully vaccinated, but that leaves tens of millions that have not gotten the shot. Hospitals in the upper Midwest, especially Michigan and Minnesota, are filled with COVID-19 patients who are mostly unvaccinated. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden, in an effort to lower fuel prices, is releasing oil from the Strategic Reserve. The Santa Ana winds will bring an increased risk of wildfires to Southern California over the Thanksgiving holiday. Utilities are warning of possible shutoffs. This is AP News. The upcoming trial of a British socialite accused of recruiting girls for Jeffrey Epstein will not include an allegation against Britain's Prince Andrew.
The prosecution of Ghislaine Maxwell doesn't involve the salacious allegations that the British socialite offered up one of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers to England's Prince Andrew for sex. Instead, prosecutors are focusing on allegations by 4 women who say Epstein's longtime companion recruited them as teenagers to be abused by the late financier. With opening statements in Maxwell's trial expected next week, the British press has been rife with speculation that Andrew will be a key figure. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Grammy nominations were announced today, and John Batiste, best known as the band leader for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, picked up 11 nominations. Album of the Year for We Are and Record of the Year for Freedom. Winners will be announced January 31st. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.